It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Hub. Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's obviously a special day. It's kind of what I've been working for my whole life. My family has been a part of this. And this is the day that we've been dreaming about, and for it to come true is definitely a blessing. Super happy to be a part of this organization for the rest of my career. And, you know, this is just an amazing, amazing opportunity that I'll never forget.
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite.
Okay, well, 98.5 is Sports Up. It's Toucher and Rich. That is the voice of, well, that right there was the voice of a guy who worked at Old Country Buffet. But before that, that is Mookie Betts. And I don't get to say it often, but John even admitted I was right all along. Everyone said that this pandemic was going to kill his value. You should have taken the money. You should have taken the $300 million deal. And I'm like, dude, these billionaires who are crying poor are you out of your mind? You got the new hottest toy, and he is the hottest girl at the bar, and you're telling me they're not going to pay whatever it takes to get him? And they did. And you know what? They didn't have to, but they did because they're billionaires and they're used to getting what they want. So there you go. Mookie Betts, a member of the Dodgers. He's going to be there for a million years. $85 million is what they're saying he's going to get. In the middle of a pandemic, he got the third richest contract in American sports, only behind Patrick Mahomes, who got the richest contract in American sports also during a pandemic, and Mike Trout. Now, I've talked about this earlier. I don't really have a huge problem. I mean, a lot of people are obviously upset that Mookie's gone. It's a lot of money. I was way more upset with John Lester. Like, John Lester, that's inexcusable. And I know that he's, you know, the best homegrown player that they've had, and that he's the second best player in the league and all of those things. And statistically, they match up with all of the greats from, you know, yonder years. But to be quite honest, he wouldn't have helped this team this year. I mean, the pitching sucks. I'm worried about the pitching on this stupid team.
Two different ways of doing things. The Red Sox completely lowballed Lester when they had the money to sign him. The reason Betts left because of the dumbass contracts that the Red Sox gave other players. Nathan Eovaldi, $70 million. Chris Sale, $150 million. And because of that, and thank you, Dan O'Brien. David Price, a massive contract. So that's the reason they didn't give Mookie the money. It was different. You know, the spending of the previous regime painted the Red Sox into a corner where they didn't offer Betts as much as they needed to.
Real quick, Joe, because I know you are chopping at the bit.
I'm sharpening my pencil over here.
Joe was very upset this morning, and I just thought, you know what? There's probably a lot of people who feel exactly the way you do, so let's do something called...
Let's go Red Sox!
Crap. The guy that got away.
Crap.
That they developed.
Crap.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Crap. Crap. Crap.
$10 million for nothing again.
Crap.
I want to crap on the Red Sox. I want to crap, crap, crap. I want
to... A lot of heat coming off this guy.
I want to crap on the Red Sox.
Crap.
I want to
crap.
I want to crap on the Red Sox.
Crap.
Well done, Mike Lockhart. This is our segment called I Want to Crap on the Red Sox. 617-779-0985. Joe Murray is in quite a mood. Are you as well? To me, this doesn't really faze me as much. And maybe it's just because I don't. You know, we talked about Isaiah Thomas and having that thing. Mookie Betts is statistically, obviously, unbelievable, one of the best players on the planet. Nothing about him excites me. I mean, he's on the field, he's fine, but like off the field, he's like a boring dude. Maybe this is just my profession.
Yeah,
you don't like bowling?
Guy rolls 300 games on the reg. What's the problem?
Okay, fine, but you know what? He doesn't give us anything other than that. I mean, like, okay, so you win, and you're good. All right, fine. I want to keep Talib talking smack.
Dance Repeat? You didn't like that?
Listen, the last Red Sox parade was quite honestly the most boring of the championship parades, to be honest. So, yeah, when the Red Sox win, fine. It's cool. But, I mean, that's why I'm not really crushed about the entire thing. And I also know that that's a stupid amount of money. It's a ridiculous amount of money. And I am ticked that they gave all those other guys that you mentioned way too big of a contract. That's dumb. But this is baseball, dude. Just everyone, you can spend whatever you want. It's uncapped. It's a stupid sport because of that. But in this case, just what I don't see how you can be like as pissed off as you are, Joe.
Well, I just, you know what? You just brought up a bunch of things that started pissing me off even more. The John Lester thing was franchise altering. Legitimately, you went and got David Price.
You got overspent on Price because you lost that on Lester.
Rick Porcello, he's out. He stinks. Yeah, he won a Cy Young.
Yeah, he did.
Great, awesome.
Good for a while.
Yeah, great. You know, where is he now? See ya. He's out.
He helped win the World Series.
Adrian Gonzalez sucked. Kyle Crawford sucks. All of them. Larry Lucchino out. Like, all these guys were terrible. Dave Dombrowski, out. Remember Bobby Valentine? How'd that one work out? I'll go to Babe Ruth if we have to. I'll do it.
Wait a minute. They won championships in 2013 and 18. They won a year after they got rid of Bobby Valentine.
They trade everybody to win a championship.
Rick Porcello won a Cy Young Award. That's bad money?
I want year after year of dominance, damn it.
All right, Brian, I'm on too. He wants to crap on the Red Sox. Go for it.
Hey, good morning, Rich. This is a shame, shame, shame. They go round and round with bad players getting bad contracts, and they lost out to a planet player, Mookie Betts, way cool Jr.
I mean, sure. I'll give you that. It was dumb, and they were awful when those contracts were signed. I was like, is that really the amount of money they're giving these guys? Like, really? Like, what do we know that they don't know? This is one of those few times where you can honestly say to yourself, dude, I was smarter than management. Like, I was smarter than all these GMs and their stats and figures. Like, this is, like, it was really dumb. But moving on from Mookie Betts, I mean, man, you're one fired up gentleman. Noel, line one. By the way, 617-779-0985. If you want to...
Let's go Red Sox!
Crap.
The guy that got away.
Crap.
That they developed.
Crap.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Crap. Crap. Crap.
$10 million for nothing again.
Crap.
I don't want to crap on the Red Sox.
Of course you do. All right. So 617-779-0985. Noel, what's up, man?
I'm actually not crapping on them. Yeah, I think that they fell into this, but this is going to be one of the greatest moves they've made.
Oh, God.
This is a guy that is incredibly overrated.
No, that's not true.
Oh, yeah.
That's wrong.
Before you say that, he's an excellent player, but he's incredibly overrated.
Why?
He's had one very good year. Look at his stats. That's all you need to do. Look at his stats.
Yeah.
He's had one very good year. We're paying him like Ellsbury. Thank God the Yankees took Ellsbury when we all thought he was a superstar to come.
You're saying this guy is Jacoby Ellsbury?
Ellsbury right now.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, are you wrong?
Look at his numbers.
I am looking at his numbers. He's entering the prime of his career. He's a 30-30 threat. He hits 300, and he's a gold glove. How many guys are like that?
He was a 30-30 threat one time.
Yes, and I think he will be that way moving forward.
No, you're right. That guy never did anything. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm on team. That's right. All right.
The guy that got away.
Yes, that's right. He is the guy
they developed.
I know.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Jackie Bradley Jr. thinks this is the funniest part of all that.
$10 million.
Why does everybody hate Jackie Bradley Jr.?
He sucks.
You want to talk about overrated.
Let's look up the stats. Jackie, you want stat, man? You want it, man? Jackie Bradley
Jr. is getting paid what somebody in his with the same stats should get paid.
I would love to see what he gets in free agency next year.
Oh, it's going to be great, and it's going to make you even more pissed. All right, let's
236 batting average.
Let's go to Justin on line four. He wants to crap on the Red Sox. Justin, you're on with us.
Hey guys, how you doing? Good morning, Joe. I'm right with you. I mean, it's just sad that they let Mookie Betts get away. He's one of the best players that they've had in decades, and they just trade him away for pennies on the dollar and a salary dump. The Red Sox should never be crying poor. They have money coming out of their butts all the time. Like, they make money hand over fist, and it's just it's pathetic and it's sad. Yeah, I'm pissed off.
All right, yeah. You seem pissed off.
He didn't seem that, man.
Way to throw, like, a little water on Joe Murray's fire here. All right.
You know, like give me like Rusney Castillo. How'd that work out?
Now that,
I want more fire.
That was one of the worst contracts ever. Was it 6 years and $72 million? Oh man!
How about Pablo Sandoval? Yeah. I want to crap on the Red Sox.
Come on, it was worth just seeing that photo of him out on the third baseline. I mean, that fiction that came out at the beginning of the preseason, I think, made it worth it. All right, let's go to. I don't know which one's going to make Joe angrier. Let's go to. You know what? Let's go to Mike. I'm in line two. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, I'm irate about this. And the thing that I think makes me the most angry is the fact that they dumped the second best player in baseball for a minor leaguer that beats his girlfriend and a broken pitching prospect. For nothing. By the way, if you break down the finances on David Price's contract, which you're paying half of, Major League Baseball teams pay $8 million for one more, right? So actually, the Dodgers now have a good value contract for a back-end starter who's producing more war than they're paying him to. So they're paying the Dodgers to have a decently valuable back-end starting piece and the second-best player in baseball for a head case and a broken pitching prospect.
Yeah. All right.
Allegedly.
Is from... By the way, somebody just tweeted me all I needed to hear as far as crapping at the Red Sox, and it was just one name. Don Orsillo.
Oh, yes.
That's true.
Why did you get rid of Don Orsillo? Like how? Who hates Don Orsillo?
I want to crap on the Red Sox.
I know you do, Joe. Okay, all right. So why did you get rid of Don Orsillo? Now, that I'll agree with.
Yeah.
Like, that was a head-scratcher. The dude was listen, Dave O'Brien's fine, but he's nothing. He's boring. He's like Mookie Betts. But Don Orsillo, he's like Isaiah Thomas. You know, he was somebody in there who brought the heat. He brought the action. And let's be honest. Orsillo and Remy was good TV.
Yes, it was.
Dave O'Brien and Remy alone, not good TV. You add Eckersley, it's great. But if you take Dennis Eckersley away from that equation, there's zero chemistry between Dave O'Brien and Jerry Remy. We all agree that, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I'm almost mad with the broadcaster they got rid of.
By the way, the Red Sox just traded for the worst pitcher ever and some guy named Covey the other day.
Dylan Covey.
6-29 in a career.
You know, they're pulling guys in off the street at this point just to get an arm to pitch that day. Yes.
Do we have Forsberg on next, Dan? We do. Okay.
Yes.
Because we have full phone lines of people who want to high five Joe. I'll do it all day. And there's people who want to yell at you, too, which I'll take as well.
Fine.
But tell these people to hang on. If they can hang on through a break, I do want to talk to Chris Forsberg because I watched some of that bubble basketball last night, and it's fascinating. I don't know if you guys saw any of it.
Yep.
It was on, like, NBA TV, but, I mean, it's fascinating as hell. We will talk to Chris Forsberg, and then we will come back after that with a little bit of
crap. The guy that got away.
Our new bit, or our new segment, rather.
Crap.
I want to crap on the Red Sox.
Crap. 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 $10 million for nothing again.
Crap.
I want to crap on the Red Sox. I want to crap, crap, crap. I want
to... A lot of heat coming off this guy.
I want to... I want to... I want to crap on the Red Sox.
Crap.
I want to...
Crap.
I want to crap on the Red Sox.
Crap.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's Toucher and Rich. And, man, what great news we got earlier this week that the NBA bubble seems to be working. In their second week, they did a round of testing, and not one player tested positive. How about that? Shows what happens if you have mass testing, and you remove people who are sick, and everyone follows protocols. It's worked! And obviously, if you're a fan of the Celtics, this is great news for you as well. And Chris Forsberg, who has, once again, amazing hair and covers the Celtics for the NBC Sports Boston Network and joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. How's the hair going today there, Chris?
The humidity, we're fighting a little bit of length and humidity. It's trying to knock it over, but the Mohawk stands tall.
Have you seen Forsberg with the hair down on TV as opposed to the hair up? I mean, he's two different people.
Are you like goth kid when it's down?
Oh,
like,
it's amazing how he
looks. You part the middle, and you know, you kind of look like, I don't even know. Do you look like Keanu from Point Break, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's maybe early Fallout Boy, Pete Wentz. You know, it's bad when it's bad when it's down. Like, summer's tough. Summer's tough because you get out of the pool and it's got that, you know, it's down. It's just a bad look. It's just
I like how you picked Pete Wentz and not the homely looking singer.
No one
the one that got name. like the good looking girls. Like, you know, he dated like Ashley Simpson or something like that. Well, I don't even know. But either way, how I know that? I don't know. Because I'm 19 Pete on my wall. So real quick, last night I got to watch some of the bubble and you know, it was the first games that we got to see, and I know that you guys are going to be airing the first scrimmage that the team has tomorrow. It's like 5 p.m., I think. But what did you think of what they did? I'm somewhat impressed with the product that they put out there. It seems less weird to me than the baseball product that's out there with an empty stadium.
Yeah, exactly. I thought they put a lot of thought and energy into how to make this look as normal as possible and to, you know, still abide by all the social distance guidelines. It is kind of weird seeing the benches so spread out and guys like coming back from the second row to check in a game. But You know, I just think they're making the most of it, and I think there's going to be even more creativity once these things start up. I think we'll see different camera angles and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to embrace it. I think, again, the crowd noise is obviously going to be something you got to get used to, but I think there's ways that it'll enhance the broadcast and them piping in the home sound of like the defense chants that you might hear inside the garden or otherwise. That's going to take a little bit of time to get used to, but it's neat that they're trying. They're just trying to make this as normal an experience as possible.
You see, I don't like that, Chris. I don't even mind. I've noticed this with the baseball. You know, I don't mind the din, you know, of like regular, like the sound of a crowd at a regular like basketball game or baseball game. I don't mind that. I almost think it's unfair because somebody is able to, like, it's not a natural thing that when you have the home court advantage, the crowd just goes crazy and you can't control it. But there's actually someone who's got his finger on a sound button that triggers a distracting video. Like last night, the Miami Heat, it was like all these fans going, "Let's go Heat, let's go Heat." And I'm like, so are there going to be complaints from coaches now that this team got a disproportionate amount of like volume and chance on their side that could be distracting than the other team did? Like, I almost think that that's not really fair to add that part into the game.
Yeah, and look, I understand you're trying to give the home team an advantage or whatever, but yeah, I agree. Like, I don't know if I've heard Miami's arena as loud as they made it out to be on that broadcast. So, you know, there's got to be a balance there. I understand you want to bring in elements that make it feel like the normal atmosphere, but I agree. It's like let's not get too crazy with this. I think they'll find a sweet spot, right? They've got to figure out this all out. But yeah, if I'm Brad Stevens, I'd have someone on the other side charting, like, all right, they got 3 minutes and 42 seconds of positive change. And we only got 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Like, you know that inside the bubble where they're all trying to make sure it's as neutral as can be, they'll be tracking all this stuff.
Yeah, ultimately, Chris, it is what it is. It's a game in a hermetically sealed environment, and it's really hard to kind of get away from that. And ultimately, I don't know how you feel about this. I don't think the noise really matters in the end. I mean, these are professional athletes that have played through noise before in a lot of different environments. And considering you're in this bubble in Orlando, I don't know how much that really matters one way or another.
Yeah, and I do think we've talked a lot about on our network about, does the team that can block out that aspect of it and just focus on playing basketball, are they the most fit to win this thing? Like, I keep hearing the Celtics say they're having really good practices, that guys are getting after it. And I think teams that can play as close to normal in this environment just have an advantage. Like if guys are out there and they're looking around like, wow, this is weird, I just think you're distracted, you're not as focused. And so I think it is an encouraging sign that, you know, Cantor said the Celtics had their best practice of his 9-year career last week, that guys are trash talking, that the second unit is playing better and inspired. I just think those are encouraging signs to me that this team is ready to be good, you know, or thrive inside these conditions. I just think it starts at the top. I think Brad is put a lot of time and effort into making sure his guys are ready to go out there and not be, you know, overwhelmed by the situation. Now, like, look, that could go all out the window when they have to first actually experience it. But
yeah.
I'm fascinated to see how it looks, even just tomorrow's scrimmage, just to see what the focus level of these guys is in a empty arena.
And now you have that balancing act that Brad has to go through. I mean, I was watching the Denver bubble game last night, and Bol Bol makes his NBA debut and looked really, really good. But it's Bol Bol. I don't know how much he's going to contribute when it really matters. You have to get your players back into game shape, while at the same time, maybe you want to give guys like Tremont Waters and Taco Fall a look as well. Where do you think that balance is for the Celtics?
Yeah, well, I mean, with three of these exhibitions, they'll be able to sort of cycle everybody through. I don't think the starters will play a lot of minutes, especially, you know, it doesn't sound like Kemba's going to go through it on Friday, but maybe he can go through a little bit of practice later today, and that's an encouraging sign on its own. You know, look, you stretch these guys out a little bit, ramp them up, get a little glimpse of Tatum, Brown, and the starters today or tomorrow, and then I think, you know, you will see a lot of the bench. And that's intriguing to me, though, because Brad has come out and said that maybe the biggest positive of Orlando so far has been the improved bench play. And I think if we could rewind to when this all paused in March, one of the things that we spent most of these mornings arguing about was whether the Celtics needed to add a bench piece, and did they make a mistake at the trade deadline not adding someone, and at the buyout market, should they have been more aggressive? And you know, if one of these rookies can at least step forward and give you 10, 12 minutes in a playoff game, I think they need somebody. They've got clearly a great top six, and Cantor will be a seventh when the matchup allows, but they probably need a Grant Williams or a Romeo Langford or a Robert Williams to really kind of make a jump and be ready for that playoff stage. And I don't know necessarily if any of them have the trust of Brad right now. I think he's high on what they all can be, but the playoffs are a different beast. And so, you know, these scrimmage games, I think, are really important for those younger guys to go out and show, okay, like, here's what I learned over the break. Here's what I can do. And I'm just really intrigued. Like, I'll be more excited to see when those first subs start rolling in, because I just think that's so much more important. You know what you're getting from your core guys. Like, you know, that the bubble might impact that a little bit, but those guys should be really good. What can one of those guys give you? Can one of them be someone you can lean on?
So Grandy and Max are going to be doing the games on our station, and I got to be honest, I watched last night Ian Eagle was doing, I think, the Nets game. He might have rolled over to the Miami game as well, I'm not sure. And I watched the Red Sox and, you know, Remy and Eck and all those guys, and I got to be honest, I've been really impressed with the television play-by-play and color commentary. It sounds great. Like in both cases, it sounds like they're actually there, and I've got to think if there's any person that you have to worry about the least in this world when it comes to, you know, being a professional and doing something that's out of his comfort zone, it would be Mike Gorman. So, how is this all going to look for you guys? Like, how is the setup? How are you be covering these games? Because I know you guys get the first round at least, and I know these exhibition games, but what's the setup and what's the plan for you guys over at NBC Sports Boston?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's still coming together. I know originally the plan was for Mike and Tommy to sort of be in our studios and socially distance and kind of watching it on monitors. But like you said, I think, you know, not only does Mike have the experience having done a little bit of that when he went for the Olympics and having to call games from Stanford at that point, but, you know, look, you know, just like the players, they've had a couple months now to get their minds around this and try to figure out how they can best keep the experience as normal as possible. And I think the best compliment we can give is if Mike just makes it as seamless as usual. You know, I think people need to realize, like, the hardest part is that normally they've got directors in their ears and they can, you know, if they start talking about Brad Stevens, the camera can go to Brad Stevens. Well, now the camera's not necessarily going to go to Brad Stevens because it's going to be, you know, the feed we're getting back. And so you got to be kind of on your toes and ready to talk about whatever you're kind of seeing. But like, look, if it's Mike and Tommy and they're it's going to be awesome. And we did a podcast with them over the summer and I was just like so geeked out to talk to them. And I'm still like a little fanboy when I get to sit down with them. And just hearing their voices is going to bring a little bit of normalcy. And I just look forward to that.
Any updates on Tommy? Because obviously there was a story that came out last week that, you know, he had been in the hospital and, you know, we're all wishing the best for him. But have you heard anything, any updates? Is he going to be back for the playoffs and is he doing okay?
I have not heard, but I'll say this. So when Tommy went into the same rehab facility, maybe a year and a half ago, when he was having some sleep issues, sleep apnea. And I remember they said, you know, maybe just give a call over to Tommy, write up a little something about how he's doing. I thought I'd call his little the room that he's staying in at this facility, and I'd get like this weak voiced, you know, sad, somber Tommy. He picked up the phone and he went off on Terry Rozier for like 5 minutes.
That's cool.
Straight. I don't even think I got to ask him about his health. I was just, you know, he just wanted, and then like it went so well, we had him phone into the broadcast the next day. And so I don't know, maybe we can get a couple of Zoom monitors in there, whatever we have to do. Like, I don't think it's going to slow down Tommy Heinsohn one bit.
I'm hoping, because I saw in that Denver game, like the four box, they had four guys, you know, from their separate home. We've been begging for a monitor on Tommy the entire game.
All
maybe
right.
We get that.
Yeah, and so look, I mean, I think we're all like so intrigued by what we've learned over quarantine, because you can kind of beam people in from all over the world, and we did a little experiment last summer during summer league games where we were all in studio, but like it we'd have like, you know, me, Draper, Scal bounced in, Tommy, Mike, and sometimes just like sitting there and having everybody beam in from where they are and talk. Like, I don't want to distract from the game, but it is pretty neat to see. I do hope we get live looks. If nothing else, I want to see Tommy's reactions like when the fouls get called, and there's just that utter disgust. Like we have that little courtside cam that we go to sometime, but if I could have a unfettered access, I've said this all the long. I want it on Tommy. I want it on the Celtics bench when those guys are dancing after a dunk. I want cameras everywhere, and just let me pick what I can watch and
Chris.
See.
I've got a better idea. How about instead of putting up the fake fans cheering for your team, you know, the other team can have that. The Celtics should just have a giant head of Tommy Heinsohn on that monitor yelling at the ref the entire time.
I'm all into this idea. Like, I mean, imagine how daunting it would be for a referee to have to look up and see Tommy staring down at them.
Right. 45-foot Tommy. Like, you know, just, rah! What, are you kidding me? Now we're talking. You want to talk about an advantage. All right, man. Well, Chris, thanks for everything. And you guys are carrying the game tomorrow, correct?
Yes, we got all the scrimmages. We got all the seeding games. We have all the first round. Please come. We missed you all. Come hang out with us.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. But trust me, we can't wait either. And if you do talk to Tommy beforehand, give him our best. Obviously, we're.
I will.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. All right, 617-779-0985. Let's load him back up. Everyone is Joe Murray is feeling Joe Murray's pain this morning, and. Today's your day to crap on the Red Sox.
The Red Sox stink. Opening day's tomorrow, but they stink.
I don't know why.
Absolutely.
Yep. You're way too passionate about this. I understand that you're somebody who obviously loved Mookie Betts and you think they did wrong. I don't think it was that big of a deal, but I'm apparently in the right. But I know there's a lot of people feel like you, so I'm going to give them their chance today. 617-779-0985. Here's a very angry Joe Murray's headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm here in L.A. for 12, 13 years. I'm super excited about this opportunity. The goal is to bring back some rings over this period of time, and that's what I'm going to be here and work for.
If I have a Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich, and if we've learned anything over the past couple of months, it's that the pandemic is not stopping major league athletes and big stars in sports in the world everywhere from getting paid ridiculous amounts of money. A couple of weeks ago, Patrick Mahomes, highest paid American athlete, $500 million he ends up getting, and now this morning, last night, Mookie Betts sitting there with the third biggest contract in American sports. 12 years, $385 million, only behind Mike Trout. And this is something that is definitely more than the 10 years, $300 million that the Red Sox are willing to give him. And for many people, he's the one that got away. I'm not upset about this one. I was more upset about John Lester. I'll say it again and again and again. The John Lester thing was inexcusable. But in this case, It's a lot of money, and I'm sure he's great. But right now, this team's not going to win anything, even if they had him, because they got no pitching.
While we're on it, I'm not trying to continue to yell, but what I'm most upset about is what we're seeing now in sports, just like the Patrick Mahomes deal. It's just that they want to lock up that guy long term because he's the best. When did they not realize he's one of the top five players in baseball? What came over it? What made them think to give Chris Sale an extension when they didn't need to? And don't get me wrong, I think Sale's outstanding. But they didn't have to do that in that last year. They didn't need, there's so many deals that they've made where they didn't have to, they could have cut guys or traded guys to get under that luxury tax years ago. And to trade them for literally nothing. I'm sorry. Jeter Downs could be good. He could be. They won't be Mookie Betts. Verdugo, I'm sorry, he's a platoon player right now. It's just what they gave up for him, and just to sit there and say that he didn't want to be here, that's good.
Nobody said that. Nobody said he didn't want to be here.
I mean, look, hey, I'm reading the Boston Globe, Dan Shaughnessy right now. That's what they're going to go stand behind. They're going to stand behind the fact that they feel like he didn't want to stay here.
What did Shaughnessy say? No. What happened was, and by the way, I don't. That to me is something that's it can't be proven. Mookie played his ass off all the way till his last game. He never said anything that indicated that he didn't want to be here.
He wasn't paid
what he was worth.
He wanted to go to free agency. It wasn't that he didn't want to be in Boston. It's that he wanted to go to free agency. Yep. Those are two different things.
And it would have worked out well in hindsight, right? If he went to free agency, it would have been them and the Dodgers. Those are the two teams that would have battled for him. Maybe there would have been another team in there. If it came up to $380 million, maybe they would have said, all right, go to L.A. All right, and to sit there and say, oh, well, you don't want to lose him for nothing. What'd you really get? Jeter Downs could be something good. Verdugo could be a platoon player or maybe a starter. I don't know.
Dude, you lost him for 60 games in a season you weren't going to win anyway.
Yeah, but I'm not crushed about that. You lost any enjoyment of baseball. This team sucks. I'm sorry. I don't want to.
Which brings us to, of course, hang on.
Go ahead,
we got 617-779-0985 if you want to get it on.
Go Red Sox.
The guy that got away.
Crap.
That they developed.
Crap.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Crap. Crap. Crap.
$10 million for nothing again.
Crap.
I want to crap on the Red Sox. I want to crap. I want
to. A lot of heat coming off this guy.
I want to crap on the Red Sox.
Crap.
I want to.
Crap.
I want to crap on the Red Sox.
Crap.
Okay, so here's your chance. 617-779-0985. Let me just tell you this before you start going off on your one thing. If I'm going to crap on the Red Sox, it's not going to be about the Mookie Betts deal. It's going to be about how they got rid of someone like Mookie Betts, and they've got a crud team out there right now, yet they continue to raise ticket prices. And they still have, if I'm not mistaken, the most expensive beer in the entire league.
That's correct.
So, I know that was the truth a couple years ago. I got a huge problem with that.
And by the way, after all the lost revenue this year, those prices aren't going to remain flat. Those bleacher seats are going up. Those beer prices are going up. So when you do go back to the ballpark in 2021, we hope, those prices are going to be worse than they were last year.
All right, let's go to Kevin on line one. Kevin, what's up, man? You're on with Joe Murray.
Hi. Hey, guys. I agree with Joe because they should have paid Mookie. We have the highest ticket prices. We got a cheap owner who has just cheapened out over the last couple of years, and I think that them not wanting to pay Mookie is just a sign that the ownership is wanting to sell. Thanks, guys.
That's not true.
He's not cheap. That's he's giving money true. To the wrong people. That's yes. what he's doing. Their payroll is enormous.
That's the problem. They are top five in payroll. The problem was he did not spend wisely.
I'm sorry. They looked ahead. They never looked ahead with this. They never did. It's fine. We can say, all right, the Mookie.
On the contrary, they were looking ahead. That's all they were doing. That's the reason they didn't sign him is because they were looking ahead.
They should have signed him.
They would have blown.
Stupid.
They did not.
So stupid.
They did not spend correctly. They were above the double luxury tax threshold, and that's why they're cutting salary this year. That's why the timing of this sucks. If Betts came up next year, you would have a much better chance to sign him.
All right. Someone named John Henry on line three. You're on.
Hello.
Hello, John Henry.
Hello. Hello. Is my phone working?
Hello? Yes. This is not a very good impression, but yes, John Henry, we got to say something.
I hate this team.
Okay, good.
Let's go.
Crap.
tried too hard.
The guy that got away.
Yeah, he is.
That they developed.
Jack Fred does a much better John Henry than he does. All right. Let's go to John on line two. You want to crap on the Red Sox? Go.
So two things. One, Rich, you said who is saying that Mookie Betts didn't want to be here? Literally, that's all Tony Maz has been saying for the last couple of days.
He said it.
Well, you know, God bless Tony Maz. There's a reason his show does very well. So,
I said he was stupid for not taking the Red Sox deal, which I did battle him with.
That's dumb, too.
Don't fault somebody for something that hasn't happened yet. Isn't that one of the commandments?
How about this? Mookie was right. Mookie thought that, hey, I'm worth more than $300 million. And you know what? He was right. So how you can say, well, he didn't want to be here. No, he didn't want to be here for 10 years, $300 million, because he knew that his value was much more than that. It was all about the money. I've seen, you find me the quote, find me the clip, find me some action that he has done over the past time where he was a Red Sox, and show me that any kind of evidence that he didn't want to be here that had anything to do other than with him just not taking the deal that they offered him.
I have nothing, but if you do check out Dan Shaughnessy, the Globe today, he goes, their party line will be the tired old, he wasn't going to stay here anyway, but they could have made him a player for life and pay for his services. They chose not to.
Well, yes. Okay, now, that's different. That's
true.
Different than Mookie not wanting to be here. That's the club saying he didn't want to be here. That's not Mookie saying that or showing any kind of evidence. And by the way, Dan Shaughnessy seems to be trying to prove a point that we're right. That Mookie wanted, but Mookie just wanted to get paid. Yeah.
And they asked Mookie Betts. They asked him. They said, hey, you know, would you have taken this deal in Boston? And he just goes, ah, well, I'm really happy here right now.
Yeah, he talked about his value and, like, you know, being scared during the pandemic. And here's what he said. You know, hang up, Dan, turn me up, big guy. Oh,
yeah. The market wasn't what I was worried about. It's just the fair value. That's been my number one thing for my whole career. Once we got to that point and being somewhere that I love being, I mean, it's just a match that's perfect.
All right, let's go to Brian on line three. Brian, you're on touch.
Hey, guys, hey.
Hey.
You guys pick up any similarities between Patino and Joe, his attitude?
Oh, Jesus. Well, I guess Pedro Martinez is not walking through that door. Manny Ramirez is not walking through that door. Johnny Gomes is not walking through that door.
Which is a shame. All right, let's go to Matt on line two. Matt, you're on with Mr. Joe Murray.
Good morning, guys. Steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs, sir.
Thanks, sir. Hey, just like Jeopardy Joe Boy would say, I am out on the Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
I am out on Sweet Caroline, and I am out on the fact that they completely ruin the Nesson broadcast. And if they play Sweet Caroline in the eighth inning, I hope the place gets hit by lightning.
Okay.
Well, they are. They're going to play Sweet Caroline in the eighth inning, so get ready.
I'll give you this. Watching Sweet Caroline being played to an empty stadium was way more depressing than I thought it would be. And that's like the most, it's very hackneyed to say that, you know, we should get rid of Sweet Caroline, but now's the time to do it. Really, it is. Because that's just, that, as I said, it's like watching these, you know, like commercials where they're like, hey, our amusement park's open. It's fun. And everyone's got masks on and gloves. Yeah. Like, no, this is like not the right tone. Playing Sweet Caroline to an empty stadium because of a pandemic is wildly depressing.
That's one good thing the rain did last night. It rained
out. It stopped before that
sixth inning. Yeah,
that's right. Well, hey, listen, as long as I can see your big giant head out there in the outfield come Friday, because that's when you're supposed to be out there with the big giant wall of cutout, then that would be fantastic. All right. Well, hopefully that makes you feel a little bit better.
One more thing. Mm-hmm. Please, I hope Major League Baseball does not extend the playoffs from 10 to 16 teams. Because if the Red Sox get in, that will piss me off so bad. They don't deserve any TV money. Nothing. I hope this team sucks. I hope you guys win 25 games this year.
I don't think they're going to win that bad.
And JD Martinez is out next year.
The guy that got away.
He's not going to stick around for this?
No.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Crap.
Yeah. Crap. Jackie Bradley Jr. is going to get, you know,
$10 million for nothing again. I want to crap on the Red Sox.
I'll tell you what. If there was a 98.5 The Sports Hub's greatest hits, Jackie Bradley Jr. Sucks would be track number three.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like everybody hates that guy. And I'm just like, dude, he's getting paid what dudes who make this kind of,
on the Red Sox.
His kind of stats should get paid. Like, I don't know why everyone's so mad at Jackie Bradley Jr.
Because he hits 12 home runs for a season and all of them come in a 3-week span.
Yeah. 30,
that's why.
30 game hit streaks.
Yes.
You know,
and then he's hitless the next seven.
ALCS MVP.
Yep. He's not your problem. Your pitching is your problem.
I understand
the
that.
We the ticket rich. Cost is
rich.
The problem.
Rich.
But the Bears being
that.
Wildly
you
exorbitant.
Brought up Jackie Bradley Jr., Rich.
$10 million for a pitcher or for a guy who thinks Kevin Pillar is a better outfielder than Jackie Bradley Jr. and makes $1 million.
All right.
He makes 10.
All right. We'll be right back, Joe. We'll let Joe kind of take a breath, and we'll be back in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.